Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to Still Talking. This is usually the Mom and Michael Hour, and it still is. However, it will only be Jonathan and I. Unfortunately, my son is so busy, and it's really good news, and I'm grateful that he is having the time of his life, enjoying his job, and so much more. So I appreciate your patience. Hopefully, he will be on in the next 2 weeks for sure. I am just amazed at all that is happening in our country and other countries around the globe. It's remarkable, Jonathan. And you and I don't usually ever talk about politics and all of that. But I do have to say it has been an incredible time. We are living at a time I never expected these things to happen, ever. And I keep saying to myself, it doesn't matter, Geraldine. It is something that is going to happen. It is just a speck in the history of the world. But that speck can change everything, don't you think?
Yep.
Yep. That's the thing.
I mean, that's all I can really, I can't really expound on it. It's just,
Yeah, that's the thing that's tripping me out, is that these changes, some people look at it and go, oh, we'll get over that. I remember in the 70s when I was in high school, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, you know, we'll get over that, or we'll get through that. We're going to be just fine. And there were difficult times, but, you know, nobody had an insurrection or anything like that in D.C. And I just keep saying to myself, it's going to be okay. Everything is going to be all right. And there's a song about that. I'm going to send it to you. But Everything Is Going to Be All Right is one of those songs that just keeps telling you, stop hurting on the inside. You know, don't let this change who you are on the inside if you're a good person. So I don't know. I just keep watching it all unfold. And it's a trip. That's what I want to tell you. It is truly a trip where we are right now, as well as other countries. It's just remarkable. That's why I love that Reignite the Soul, that whole blog that they do. They give you a thought for the week. And sometimes I have to go to that just to see what it's saying. And it says tonight, your life is always speaking to you. Let me say that again. Your life is always speaking to you. Will you listen? And I don't know about you, Jonathan. I never, ever thought about that. This is new to me. And I keep saying, if I'm listening, what am I hearing? And if I'm hearing, am I holding on to it, right? And with all the chaos around us, I still have been able to find these tiny little wonderful things that happen in my life, whether it's reconnecting with a friend or whether it's getting to know a new client and all of a sudden there's absolute synergy there and we know that we're going to work together and be friends. It just automatically happens. Those are the moments I'm living through right now in my heart, even though I'm watching this stuff on television, I'm reading about it in newspapers, and all of this stuff is swirling around all of us and it's affecting the world. I wouldn't even say affecting, it's infecting. Not just us, but the world. How do you see it?
Well, first off, I just want to say, and this is kind of half joking, half not, we are still a shining beacon to the world. We are the model for the world to look after and replicate. Just look at Brazil.
Yeah. Enough said, right?
Yep. Yeah, again.
But that's just Brazil.
And again, it's half joke and half not. I mean, the fact that they had this today.
Right.
The fact that they had this today.
Following suit. It's almost like they followed exactly the insurrection here.
Yes. And
unbelievable.
And this was, so going back over the last week and seeing everything that was unfolding, I've been here the last 4 days. I've been on a shift the last four nights. Four nights and days. And Friday night, when everything was going down, the 14th vote for the Speaker of the House, I thought a couple of things. Number one, it's not like it's unprecedented. It's not like this country hasn't gone through it before. That was something that's been kind of browbeaten into us the last 6 or 7 days. But it also, I looked at it and I thought, okay, this is what you would see in Parliament in England, or maybe the Knesset in Israel, or some of the other legislative bodies in Europe or Africa, or maybe parts of Asia. Maybe Congress in a warped way is evolving into what some of those other bodies of government are. But it's still weird to see it and to talk about it.
It is weird to talk about it, but I have to tell you that I keep asking myself, where do we begin the healing, right? Where do we begin the healing? People are so nervous today. I won't say afraid. I'll say nervous today. They don't know what's going to come at them every hour of the night or the day, right? You just don't know what else is going to... You turn your television on and maybe you want to see something funny. Like today, can I just tell you my pearl today was when I was watching The Golden Girls. My mom had it on. And it was...
It's good pearl. It's good pearl.
But my mom was watching it, and I sat down with her, and there was an episode where this tall man was thinking about dating, what is her name? Oh, my gosh, Blanche. Do you know anything about this movie? I mean, this show?
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
It's the Golden Girls.
It's the Golden Girls.
We just,
you know, Blanche.
We just lost the last one the last couple months.
That last couple of months?
Yeah, Betty White. She died... Betty White died.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
No. She died just before, well, maybe it was a year ago. She died right before she would have turned 100.
Was it 2 years ago?
Huh?
Right, she died right before she was about to turn 100. That's true.
I thought it was last year, but maybe I have my years wrong. But we just lost her.
You're hanging around me too long, dude. Because, you know, I'll forget in a heartbeat. But yeah, she died of a stroke, and that was back in January. So a year ago. You're right. It was a year ago.
It just seems so fresh in my mind that I thought it was a couple months ago, but it was a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, but still, you were not too far away. I will say that Blanche, in this particular episode today, with this tall man, and he was trying to teach her about romance, right? Because she just wanted to, you know, get there. She wanted to, you know, get very intimate with him, have sex, the whole thing. And he finally set her down and said, "I'm not that guy. I love romance. I love the tenderness of it all." And he took his hand and touched her, just her ear, past her ear, very gently. And then he took his hand and went around the end of her chin. And, you know, he could feel all around it. He touched her eye and her hair. And I thought to myself, that's the tenderness so many couples are missing, right? And I keep saying to myself, what if we fell in love with each other and found a way for us to really stay within the joy? I don't care if it's everyday joy for 10 hours, joy for 1 hour, joy for half an hour. But there has to be something we can do to get back to tenderness, to being careful with one another, to caring about one another. This is what I'm talking about. And when I saw that, I started thinking about all of the sisterhood that I have, all of the women in my life, and there are so many. We've had discussions about relationships, and so many have not spoken of tenderness and romance. And if we had that today, right, that tenderness and that romance, maybe it would make a difference. Do you think that's possible?
Well, I think every person has their point of who's to say what one person's idea of romance is. Maybe one person's idea of romance is courting and, you know, roses and conversation and mm-hmm. intimacy. And another person's idea of romance is getting it on.
Oh, get on out. Come on now.
People,
I mean, I wonder if everyone,
there,
if know. Everyone, but we know there are people that have never had romance. I'm fortunate.
Well, again, but that's that you're talking about maybe the definition, the I don't want to maybe say clinical, but the technical definition of romance, but it differs from person to person. It does.
I'm just curious to know. And if anyone would like to call in, you can just give us a call at 651-461-9226. We will take your text or your call at that number. Again, it's 651, I always get this mixed up, 461-9226. And you can share your thoughts about this, because there has to be so much more than fighting and guns and, you know, trying to make the statement and trying to change things. What if we were to change things through a different channel? What if we were back to a time of romance? Maybe if we were back to a time of sisterhood and brotherhood, and back to a time when we could actually be in each other's presence without screaming at each other. Because it has come to that, where you can go in a restaurant and someone may say to me or say to you or say to anyone, you know, oh, why is that person here? Why are you walking through this store? You'd be surprised at what people are going through and what all of a sudden someone will say, or they'll bump into you and say, get out of my way, right? There has to be another passage that will get us back to sanity. 651-461-9226. Go ahead, Jonathan.
I'll say this real quick and before we go to break. I don't know if necessarily romance is the answer.
Tenderness.
More than respect and patience. I think those two things would help, especially patience. And Lord knows I'm not the most patient person. I've tried to be patient in my life. I think that as I've gotten older, I've grown less and less and less patient. But I think those two things, more than a romance type of definition, would be much more effective, in my opinion.
In your opinion. Okay, so then if it's not romance, you're saying that it could be something completely different. But what I'm saying that I gleaned from this particular show today, a small part of it, because Blanche really wanted to just get it on, and he just said, no, I'm not that guy. You know, I want the tenderness. I want the romance. I want you to feel special. And I started thinking about that. What if we all felt special about one another, even the people you don't like? I'm not saying you got to fall in love with them. I don't. But what if we treated each other with tender care, right? Tender love and care. That's not going to be easy, because so many are ticked off. So many people are sitting back going, how did we get here? My question is, how do we get out of here? How do we stop this madness and get back to civility? That's what I'm wondering. Because when this man left Blanche on the couch, right, he stood up, he went to the door and said goodnight. And then all of a sudden, he walked slowly to her. She stood up, and he gave her such a tender kiss. Just a tender kiss. Nothing erotic, nothing. And you know the character of Blanche on this particular show. And she said to herself, my goodness. She had never experienced that before. And then one of the girls came out, Betty White, and said something to her, and all she could say was, oh, let me see if I can remember the words. Let me paraphrase. What a special night. What a special man. And she slowly walked to her room, not trying to show off or anything. This is what I'm saying. Her relationships, the way she thought about men, the way she thought about addressing men, always saying, I'm beautiful and I can get anybody. All of a sudden, that all went away because of the tenderness, the romance, and the respect for one another. Now, some people will listen to this tonight and think, oh my God, Geraldine, you're nuts. I don't think I'm nuts. And I wish and hope that every person that is in love has that experience of tender loving care, romance. It may seem stupid to some of you. You may be listening going, oh, that is a bunch of crap. No. It changes you. The definition for romance, a feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. Like if you're saying in search, I'm in search of romance. Number two, a quality of feeling of mystery, excitement, and remoteness. What is that from everyday life? I don't even know what that means. So romance to me means a whole lot more than that, right? The feelings and behavior of two people who are in a loving relationship with each other. You know, it says here, I felt as though all the romance had gone out of my marriage. And that has happened to many people, but there is a way to bring it back. Just like we seem to be outside of ourselves in this country, the citizens of the United States. But there is a way for us to get back to normalcy. I really believe that. Do you? Jonathan, are you there?
Oh, I was just waiting for you to break because we got a break.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, then. You're such a boss man. We'll be back in a moment. So that's the inappropriate song to play. Can you give me something a little softer, a little more?
No.
Can I just hear something a little bit romantic? Can you find it? Can you just give me something else? That is the antithesis to what I'm trying to talk about. My gosh. Jonathan. Welcome back, everyone. And Nick has been joining us, waiting for a while. He's from Roseville. Nick, how are you? And thank you for your patience.
Hey, Carolyn. Hey, oh, no problem. No problem. You know, let me tell you, I completely agree with you and Jonathan, except it's not about romance for me, because let me tell you, I love being a bachelor. But it's about respect, and it's about, let me tell you something, it's about, I'm blind. And so for me, people are very important. And so I guess where I'm going with this is I work for a program. I teach music at a program called Accord. And we, of course, like everyone else, are looking for staff. And I am the recruiter. And for me, It's very important to have, I think, compassionate, caring, warm, and fuzzy staff, not just people in it for the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not just people in it for the money. Because I'll tell you right now, the pay is $18 to $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. And, Geraldine, let me tell you, I hope I don't sound narcissistic, but let me tell you, I love teaching music because I can go back. I feel like I could go back in time to my days of being a student, and now I know what my teachers had to deal with me. But also, it's a place where we could go and do empowerment groups, and what's the word I'm looking for? We go to places like, I'm sure you've been to some of these places, the Bell Museum.
Oh, yeah.
The Landmark Center.
Oh, yeah.
The Science Museum.
Absolutely.
Where else? I don't know. But no, I think relationships are very important, and not just for romantic reasons, but platonic relationships.
Right. And that's really important as well. But there's a different type of love for that, right? There's a different type of way to become like the synergy of the relationship, you know, just becoming best friends, and you don't want to live without that person in your life. It's absolutely beautiful. I agree with you, Nick. I think it's so important. The places that you mentioned in St. Paul, let's not forget Rice Park. When it's lit up for the holidays, it is wonderful. Absolutely. And Winter Carnival, you know?
Oh, I remember Winter Carnival.
Yeah. So Rice Park is so beautiful and so peaceful. I love being in that space. So thank you for calling in and giving us your understanding of all of this romance. Thank you so much. All right, everyone. As we start to wrap up this last half hour, I really do mean what I'm saying. If we are going to keep fighting and keep hating and keep moving into this darkness, is the way I look at it. Because when it comes to love, true love, when it comes to friendship, when it comes to family, I don't see that darkness, right? And that's where I choose to live. I choose to find that joy. And I keep saying to myself, why is it we don't talk about it much? We're constantly trying to find a remedy to all of the pain that is happening. We're trying to find an understanding as to how we got here. But how we got here is that we did not arrive together. We didn't. We didn't get together and make sure that no one would be able to attack our country and knock down our Constitution and change everything. There was a time that was unheard of, absolutely unheard of. People are hating one another. They don't want to talk to one another. It has to stop. It has to stop. And all we have to do as individuals is say we're going to make sure we do not add to the madness. Don't let your soul, your heart, your love, your brain, your being be tainted by all of this ridiculousness. There is a time for us to just stop. When you're walking near someone or you all of a sudden you're about to cross the street and you're standing, there were six people behind you waiting to cross the street as well. Turn around and say, have a great day, everyone. Just try it. I've been doing it. I go into the grocery stores. I was just in the grocery store today. And one woman that was made sure she was the line where you could only have 10 or less, right? And I get in that line and she is absolute joy. She's smiling. She's laughing. She's going, how are you doing today? These little things that some people that are listening to me going, oh, it's ridiculous. We need to fight. I'm not saying we don't have to fight. It's how we fight. It's how we fight. That's what I truly believe. Because I'm tired. I'm so tired of seeing and hearing all of the disaster, all of the people that are scared, terrified, don't want to engage in conversation with anyone. It's painful to watch it all happen. But we can change it. It just has to be enough of us that stops just to say quietly, just to say, have a good day. Hope you're okay. How are the holidays for you? Those are the things that don't cost much. So I don't know about you, Jonathan. That's where I stand. And when I talk about romance in this hour, it might seem ridiculous to so many of you. But can you imagine what our country would be like if we actually respected each other? If we actually had true love in our lives? What would that be like? True joy? What would that be like? That's what I'm asking you. If you want to join us, we have about 20 minutes, maybe 15. 651-461-9226. And if you feel like there's a better way for us to come together, if it's a better way for us to finally heal, please call me and let me know. Because what I'm seeing right now is people being eliminated, guns, a six-year-old child walks into the classroom and shoots his teacher. And what do? They put the child in jail. What in hell is that? So as we keep pondering, just remember, there are ways that we can get back to actually caring about one another. We'll be back in a moment. That's what we're talking about. Can we learn to love again? I've never seen us like this before. And there are people in their 80s and 90s, and they have not seen this in a long time. And then there are those who say, I see it all the time. I see that we have the discourse, and the discourse is settled in, and we're just comfortable with it. Bottom line is that I am the one that wants to make sure that I hold on to joy. And if that's not what you want, that's not what you want. But I do think that we are better for it when we have a chance to do it. I think we are better for it. So as we keep moving it forward, you know, we keep watching television and going to see movies. Also, take the time. That's what I do, is take the time to take care of each other. Take care of me. If there's nobody else to take care of me, I'm going to take care of me. Right? That's what I need to do. It feels like I get dressed up. Sometimes my siblings will say to me, my goodness, you look beautiful today, but why are you all dressed up? I'm dressed up just to stay at home because that's what I enjoy doing. I want to dress up for me, not anybody else. So, Jonathan, tell me what you think about this whole idea this hour.
Sorry, I wasn't quite listening. There was a caller that was calling in to address the topic, so my ears were kind of occupied.
Oh, do we have that caller?
Yes.
Oh, introduce her, please.
Susie in Coon Rapids is her name.
Hey, Susie. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, Geraldine. Well, not so fine, because I totally agree with you. I find that right now that there are about 4 to 5 severe discourses in family and my family and friends, and I don't know where all the anger is coming from. Mm. And I look at people that I've known for a long time and I say, what in the world is going on? And so sometimes the best part of my day is if I'm shopping or something and somebody smiles back to me when I smile at them. And I didn't hear your whole show, I'm sorry to say tonight, but I agree with what you say about we have to reach out. We have to find our joy where we can and be kind to people. We just Amen. Need to be kind.
It's so hard for some people to get there, but I believe we will get there. Thank you so much for calling in. You just made my night. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you very much.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, what she's talking about is how people are thinking. And I remember in leadership when I was at St. Kate's, we talked a lot about silo mentality. And silo mentality is a way of thinking that's rigid and somewhat simplistic. A person who thinks in terms of silos might struggle to see beyond established ways of doing things. In other words, they lack what is called fluid intelligence, the capacity to think flexibly across boundaries, right? And when you are thinking, you have that silo mentality, it is not good. It is not good to be rigid. So we have to get to the point where we can talk to one another, look each other in the eye. And for those of us that don't believe it, just try it. That's all I ask you to do. And Jonathan, please weigh in. You haven't weighed in yet.
Well, first of all, I do want to read a text that came in. Okay. We did have a text that came in as well regarding this subject. Mm-hmm. Someone out there said that they think that there was a moment of tenderness this week shown basically nationwide when people were praying for DeMar Hamlin, the football player, the safety for the Buffalo Bills, after what he went through.
So true. Still praying for him. I don't know him or his family, but I do pray for him. And I kept saying to my mom, she loves football, by the way, and I said, you know, Mom, I'm praying for the player on the other team. Which was the team again? It was the Bills versus...
The Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. They're playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and the player that was involved in the tackle was T. Higgins, one of their star wide receivers.
Right, and I prayed for him because a lot of people aren't talking about him. You don't hear people talking about, well, you know, are people angry with him or, you know, they just away from his part of it. I didn't hear anything about it.
No, no one is angry at him.
I learned. I'm not saying were they. Yeah. I'm not saying I expected them to be angry with him. I'm just wondering how he's doing mentally, because that's got to be tough.
Yeah, and again, it's because I'm such a sports dork. I listen to the sports shows, and there is concern within the sports community. There was concern for T. Higgins as well, and I think the people in Cincinnati, the media in Cincinnati, interviewed him after. DeMar woke up, and after they had significant progress on recovery, and it seemed like you could tell he was very mute in his response, but it did appear that a weight had kind of been lifted off of his shoulders.
Oh, I can imagine. But I think what surprised me is that no one really, maybe he didn't want to be interviewed. Maybe he kept saying no to any interviews. But it was two people that were involved in that. And I can just imagine how painful it was for both, right?
Yeah.
One almost lost his life and the other, I'm sure he's going home going, my God, was it something I did? Did I hit him too hard?
Yeah.
I can just imagine that.
And I think no one was really made available for commentary, for interviews the night that they'd that had happened last Monday.
Right,
and then usually the NFL has a strict schedule regarding media, when media can go in and interview players. So I think it was the first media availability, which I believe was Wednesday of this week. So it's not like he was trying to avoid anything as far as interviews were concerned. I think he needed a little time to process it. He didn't go out, as far as I know, on social media right away and say anything. You gotta process something like that. It's too, for 98% of the population, it's too heavy to just do something right away. You would probably take a day, 2 days to just kind of process everything. But I hate to do this. We got to break one more time.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this hour and it's time for us to close it down, I hope that you've heard us. I hope that you have considered at least thinking about a way to approach others with love and respect and try to bring us together. Every community, every neighborhood, I think it's the right time to try. Jonathan, you have good news for us when it comes to sports. Tell us about it.
Well, good news for some, bad news for others. So Detroit came back and defeated Green Bay tonight 20-16, scored with about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter to take the lead. Aaron Rodgers threw an interception, and Detroit was able to run out the clock. And because of that, Green Bay is eliminated from playoff contention. They did not make the playoffs. The Minnesota Vikings have, however, and the NFL does have their schedule out for next weekend, what they call Super Wild Card Weekend. The Vikings will play and host the New York Giants Sunday, 3:40 Central Time is the kickoff. 3:40 Central Time at U.S. Bank Stadium next Sunday afternoon. So we'll be here. We'll be next week, and we'll basically be when this show comes on the air. It'll be basically around time for that game to finish.
Wow, it's already that time of the year. It's amazing. You know, we don't know who's going to be in the Super Bowl yet. We surely don't know, but I just want to know who you think it will be. Who has the best possibility of being there?
Right now, I would say how the season turned out, my selection would be Buffalo versus San Francisco.
Really?
That would be my Super Bowl right now. Yep.
Wow. You talking about Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
Wow.
I think the Bills have been one of the best two or three teams the entire season. Mm-hmm. And with this added incentive of what happened and playing for DeMar Hamlin, I think that takes them over the top. And that pains me to say that because I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I think they will get to their Super Bowl. Don't know if they'll win it, but I think they will get there. And San Francisco's been the best team the last 2 months.
Wow. Okay, I see where you're going with this. Amazing. It's been a pleasure being with everyone tonight, Jonathan. Thank you for everything. And hopefully next Sunday will be a Michael and Mom and Michael hour. We'll see. We'll be back next week. Take care, you guys. That's what we're talking about. Can we learn to love again? Have never seen us like this before. And there are people in their 80s and 90s, and they have not seen this in a long time. And then there are those who say, I see it all the time. I see that we have the discourse, and the discourse is settled in, and we're just comfortable with it. Bottom line is that I am the one that wants to make sure that I hold on to joy. And if that's not what you want, that's not what you want. But I do think that we are better for it when we have a chance to do it. I think we are better for it. So as we keep moving it forward, you know, we keep watching television and going to see movies. Also, take the time. That's what I do, is take the time to take care of each other. Take care of me. If there's nobody else to take care of me, I'm going to take care of me, right? That's what I need to do. It feels like I get dressed up. Sometimes my siblings will say to me, my goodness, you look beautiful today, but why are you all dressed up? I'm dressed up just to stay at home because that's what I enjoy doing. I want to dress up for me, not anybody else. So, Jonathan, tell me what you think about this whole idea this hour.
Sorry, I wasn't quite listening. There was a caller that was calling in to address a topic, so my ears were kind of occupied.
Oh, do we have that caller?
Yes.
Oh, introduce her, please.
Susie in Coon Rapids is her name.
Hey, Susie. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, Geraldine. Well, not so fine, because I totally agree with you. I find that right now that there are about 4 to 5 severe discourses in family and my family and friends, and I don't know where all the anger is coming from. Mm. And I look at people that I've known for a long time and I say, what in the world is going on? And so sometimes the best part of my day is if I'm shopping or something and somebody smiles back to me when I smile at them. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's, I didn't hear your whole show, I'm sorry to say tonight, but I agree with what you say about we have to reach out, we have to find our joy where we can, and be kind to people. We just Amen. Need to be kind.
It's so hard for some people to get there, but I believe we will get there. Thank you so much for calling in. You just made my night. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you very much.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, what she's talking about is how people are thinking. And I remember in leadership when I was at St. Kate's, we talked a lot about silo mentality. And silo mentality is a way of thinking that's rigid and somewhat simplistic. A person who thinks in terms of silos might struggle to see beyond established ways of doing things. In other words, they lack what is called fluid intelligence, the capacity to think flexibly across boundaries, right? And when you are thinking, you have that silo mentality, it is not good. It is not good to be rigid. So we have to get to the point where we can talk to one another, look each other in the eye. And for those of us that don't believe it, just try it. That's all I ask you to do. And Jonathan, please weigh in. You haven't weighed in yet.
Well, first of all, I do want to read a text that came in. Okay. We did have a text that came in as well regarding this subject. Mm-hmm. Someone out there said that they think that there was a moment of tenderness this week shown basically nationwide when people were praying for DeMar Hamlin, the football player, the safety for the Buffalo Bills, after what he went through.
So true. Still praying for him. I don't know him or his family, but I do pray for him. And I kept saying to my mom, she loves football, by the way, and I said, you know, Mom, I'm praying for the player on the other team. Which was the team again? It was the Bills versus...
The Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. They're playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and the player that was involved in the tackle was T. Higgins, one of their star wide receivers.
Right, and I prayed for him because a lot of people aren't talking about him. You don't hear people talking about, well, you know, are people angry with him, or, you know, they just away from his part of it. I didn't hear anything about it.
No, no one is angry at him.
That's what I learned. I'm not saying I expected them to be angry with him. I'm just wondering how he's doing mentally, because that's got to be tough.
Yeah, and again, it's because I'm such a sports dork. I listen to the sports shows, and there is concern within the sports community. There was concern for T. Higgins as well, and I think the people in Cincinnati, the media in Cincinnati, interviewed him after. DeMar woke up, and after they had significant progress on recovery, and it seemed like you could tell he was very mute in his response, but it did appear that a weight had kind of been lifted off of his shoulders.
Oh, I can imagine. But I think what surprised me is that no one really, maybe he didn't want to be interviewed. Maybe he kept saying no to any interviews. But it was two people that were involved in that. And I can just imagine how painful it was for both, right?
Yeah.
One almost lost his life, and the other, I'm sure he's going home going, my God, was it something I did? Did I hit him too hard?
Yeah.
I can just imagine that.
And I think no one was really made available for commentary, for interviews the night that that had happened last Monday.
Right,
and
right.
Then usually the NFL has a strict schedule regarding media, when media can go in and interview players. So I think it was the first media availability, which I believe was Wednesday of this week. So it's not like he was trying to avoid anything as far as interviews were concerned. I think he needed a little time to process it. He didn't go out, as far as I know, on social media right away and say anything. You gotta process something like that. It's too, for 98% of the population, it's too heavy to just do something right away. You would probably take a day, 2 days to just kind of process everything. But I hate to do this. We got to break one more time.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this hour and it's time for us to close it down, I hope that you've heard us. I hope that you have considered at least thinking about a way to approach others with love and respect and try to bring us together. Every community, every neighborhood, I think it's the right time to try. Jonathan, you have good news for us when it comes to sports. Tell us about it.
Well, good news for some, bad news for others. So Detroit came back and defeated Green Bay tonight 20-16, scored with about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter to take the lead. Aaron Rodgers threw an interception, and Detroit was able to run out the clock. And because of that, Green Bay is eliminated from playoff contention. They did not make the playoffs. The Minnesota Vikings have, however, and the NFL does have their schedule out for next weekend, what they call Super Wild Card Weekend. The Vikings will play and host the New York Giants Sunday, 3:40 Central Time is the kickoff. 3:40 Central Time at U.S. Bank Stadium next Sunday afternoon. So we'll be here. We'll be next week, and we'll basically be when this show comes on the air. It'll be basically around time for that game to finish.
Wow, it's already that time of the year. It's amazing. You know, we don't know who's going to be in the Super Bowl yet. We surely don't know, but I just want to know who you think it will be. Who has the best possibility of being there?
Right now, I would say how the season turned out, my selection would be Buffalo versus San Francisco.
Really?
That would be my Super Bowl right now. Yep.
Wow. You talking about Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
Wow.
I think the Bills have been one of the best two or three teams the entire season. Mm-hmm. And with this added incentive of what happened and playing for DeMar Hamlin, I think that takes them over the top. And that pains me to say that because I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I think they will get to their Super Bowl. Don't know if they'll win it, but I think they will get there. And San Francisco's been the best team the last 2 months.
Wow. Okay, I see where you're going with this. Amazing. It's been a pleasure being with everyone tonight, Jonathan. Thank you for everything. And hopefully next Sunday will be a Michael and Mom and Michael hour. We'll see. We'll be back next week. Take care, you guys. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this hour and it's time for us to close it down, I hope that you've heard us. I hope that you have considered at least thinking about a way to approach others with love and respect and try to bring us together. Every community, every neighborhood, I think it's the right time to try. Jonathan, you have good news for us when it comes to sports. Tell us about it.
Well, good news for some, bad news for others. So Detroit came back and defeated Green Bay tonight 20-16, scored with about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter to take the lead. Aaron Rodgers threw an interception, and Detroit was able to run out the clock. And because of that, Green Bay is eliminated from playoff contention. They did not make the playoffs. The Minnesota Vikings have, however, and the NFL does have their schedule out for next weekend, what they call Super Wild Card Weekend. The Vikings will play and host the New York Giants Sunday, 3:40 Central Time is the kickoff. 3:40 Central Time at U.S. Bank Stadium next Sunday afternoon. So we'll be here. We'll be next week. And we'll basically be, when this show comes on the air, it'll be basically around time for that game to finish.
Wow. It's already that time of the year. It's amazing. You know, we don't know who's going to be in the Super Bowl yet. We surely don't know. But I just want to know who you think it will be. who has the best possibility of being there?
Right now, I would say how the season turned out, my selection would be Buffalo versus San Francisco.
Really?
That would be my Super Bowl right now. Yep.
Wow. You talking about Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
Wow.
I think the Bills have been one of the best two or three teams the entire season. Mm-hmm. And with this added incentive of what happened and playing for DeMar Hamlin, I think that takes them over the top. And that pains me to say that because I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I think they will get to their Super Bowl. I don't know if they'll win it, but I think they will get there. And San Francisco's been the best team the last 2 months.
Wow. Okay, I see where you're going with this. Amazing. It's been a pleasure being with everyone tonight, Jonathan. Thank you for everything. And hopefully next Sunday will be a Michael and Mom and Michael hour. We'll see. We'll be back next week. Take care, you guys.